Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to LXA Sound System. I'm Leah.
I'm Atessa. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. What was that song?
That was Tripoli by Pinback. Personal, like that one. According to this website that I just discovered, there's 20 people listening. I don't know if that's true, but we're grateful for all of you.
Well, I think there are more because it doesn't count the people who are listening on either, like, the radio, like, in their car or, like, online. It's one of them.
Oh.
That doesn't count. So there are actually more than 20.
That's amazing.
So we're kind of getting big here. So thanks to our fans.
yeah, you listen to the radio.
Make sure to smash that like button and that subscribe button.
Yep.
Anyway, we have a great set for you today. So
yeah, we hope.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy. We'll see you.
Seems sophisticated space.
Time. August was born 3 pounds, 9.8 ounces. When I first saw him, it was a whole range of emotions. There's stuff I still want to do. Being a young dad, it's not giving up. It's shifting. I look through his eyes. I can envision a whole future with him already. To throw the first football to him, give him ice cream for the first time. My life is now devoted to his life.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back in the day, you had been part of the smart set. You'd holidayed with kings, dined out with starlets. From London to New York, Capetta to Capri. In perfume by Chanel and clothes by Givenchy, you sipped Camparis with David and Peter at Noel's party. By Lake Geneva, scaling the dizzy heights of high society, armed only with a checkbook and a family tree, you chased the sun around the Côte d'Azur until the light of youth became obscure and left you on your own and in. An English lady of a certain age. And if a nice young man would buy you a drink, you'd say with a conspiratorial wink, you wouldn't think that I was 70. And he'd say, no, you couldn't be. You had to marry someone very, very rich so that you might be kept in the style to which you had all of your life been accustomed to. But that the socialists had taxed away from you, you gave him children, a girl and a boy, to keep your sanity. A nanny was employed, and when the time came they were sent away. Well, that was simply what you did in those days. You chased the sun around the Côte d'Azur until the light of youth became obscure and left you on your own and in. An English lady of a certain age. And if a nice young man would buy you a drink, you'd say with a conspiratorial wink, you wouldn't think that I was 63. And he'll say, no, you couldn't be. Your son's in stocks and bonds and lives back in Surrey. Flies down once in a while and leaves in a hurry. Your daughter never finished her finishing school. Married a strange young man of whom you don't approve. Your husband's hollow heart gave out one Christmas day. He left the villa to his mistress in Marseille. And so you come here to escape your little flat, hoping someone will fill your glass and let you chat about how you chased the sun around the Côte d'Azur until the light of youth became obscure and left you all. often think that I was 53, and you'd say, no, you couldn't be.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Atessa and
Leah.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We only have time for one more song. But will we be here next? No, we won't be here next weekend.
I won't.
Maybe I can come next weekend.
Yeah. Well, I won't be here next weekend. I'll miss you guys very much.
Yeah. But I guess I'll come. I don't know.
It's to be determined.
Okay.
It's to be determined.
Yeah, we got one more song for you. It's Car Seat Headrest. We were just talking about the lead singer, actually.
Yeah. I love him. Love Will Toledo. Yeah. Anyways, have a good one.
Biting my clothes to keep from screaming, taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important. I want to kick my dad in the shins. I was referring to the present and past tense. It was the only